Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which makes perfect sense. It's the 27th day of July, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. Oh, I think we did all that right. No. It is. I forgot to say. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6W if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's warming back up. Man, you get that after all that rain and muggy. Well, let's see what we got going here. Bundy supporter Burleson sentenced to 68 years in prison. Outrageous. Oh, my God, people. We're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Bundy supporter Burleson sentenced to 68 years in prison. This is from Las Vegas Review Journal. Gregory Burleson, a member of the Arizona militia groups who participated in the 2014 armed standoff in Bunkerville, was sentenced Wednesday to more than 68 years in federal prison. You know what, people? This guy's 57 years old. He just got life in prison for daring to stand up to this international mafia that is running our country. Think about that, life. I'll tell you what, 68 years, that's a death sentence. Might as well see how many of the motherfuckers you can take with you. Damn it, when the next time something like this happens, it can't be about, we're going to have protest and we're going to have our guns. Don't even mention it to me unless you're going there to fight to the death. And you're not going there to see them run. You're going there to destroy their asses. Because this is enough of this shit, man. People like this guy here, you follow this stuff just a little bit and you understand what's going on. Who's who in the zoo, as Mark would say. And, you know, this ain't about Pete Santilli and Alex Jones and protesters. What happened here was after this thing had gone on a little ways, there was a video of a woman being body slammed. A woman, that's when the real people started coming down there. But we've talked about it before. You're going to sit there and watch a shit happen. You're going to watch a pregnant woman get slammed to the ground and just stand by and nothing. That's when the real people, like this fella here, you can tell he's one of the real fellas here. Because he got 68 years in prison. This is bullshit beyond bullshit. He is no different than any political prisoner being held right now in Beijing or in Seoul. North Korea. There is no difference here, people. This is totally, this was done without the notion of justice or law. 68 years. They have to know that people are, what they expect is people start quivering, the people that's still coming up for trial. You know, you still got a lot of trials coming from this. And 68 years, well, you know what? You're going to cop a plea and take 20. Because we're going to give you 68. We've done shown that we're not going to allow any evidence into our kangaroo admiralty court that could sway a jury. I mean, we learned our lesson in Oregon that we're not going to allow you to have a defense. How about that? And we're going to, we'll coerce the jurors if we have to. You're getting convicted, son. And it has to be 68 years. That's why. You know, the other day we were covering an article about this legislation they have up in place about boycotting the Jews. You boycott the Jews 20 years in prison. Think about that, people. For boycotting the Jews. Where is the victim? We watch it all the time. You know, there's some MS-13 gang members coming up here for murder trials. You watch, they'll get 20 years, 15 years. And they'll be out in 5. These guys couldn't get bail like the Bundys can't get bail now in the whacking up prison they're in. They couldn't get bail, but you know, these people coming from other countries hacking up children. I guarantee you that's the son of a bitch, the last son of a bitch that they just caught, these ones that went out and hacked those two guys up in the park. They ain't getting no 68 years in prison, people. This is purely political bullshit. This is the outrage. This tells you, if you have a mind to think with, I reckon this tells you that the fight's on. If you're going to go at these people, the stupid-ass Bundys stepped into something that they didn't understand. The first time I saw Clive and Bundy, he was up on there talking about, I'd be perfectly happy to pay to the state of Nevada grazing fees. Still, clinging on to it and Maggie Rose came up on the morning intelligence report the last time when Mark shut her down, talking about, we don't want to say anything bad about Trump because, he's on our side. Really? You dumb people. I guess you're finally realizing what you're really in here. This isn't some kind of a protest. This is Martin Luther King, and you ain't marching for civil rights and liberty. This is the goddamn war. These people, they just took this man's life. Make no mistake about it, this guy will die in prison. During the standoff, which resulted in federal agents deserting an operation to round up rancher Clive and Bundy's cattle, Burleson was photographed with the long gun moving around the Sandy Wash where Bureau of Land Management agents were headquartered, illegal Bureau of Land Management agents, something that cannot exist in this country if our founding documents are still intact, which they are not. There is no such authorization for any Bureau of Land Management or any of this shit, Forest Service. None of these agencies we're seeing, FBI, CIA, ATF, you find no authorization from the people for these draconian operations that are inflicting the tyranny upon our people. None. Man, I see this, it frosts me right to the bone. Because, I mean, this is the blatant, this is the hardcore truth right in your face. Moving around to Sandy Wash where Bureau of Land Management agents were headquarters. You know, they are unlawful. I mean, this is a rogue agency operating within our borders in complete violation of our rights and our law. After the standoff, he posted incendiary anti-government messages on Facebook. I was hell-bent on killing federal agents that had turned their back on we the people, he told an undercover FBI agent who posed as a documentary filmmaker in order to interview him. See, man, I know the guy. I mean, he probably went there for, like I said, I mean, I think he's one of the guys that went there because he couldn't stand to see people being brutalized. And you know, he just had a conscience. And it dictated that he go there and stand his ground. But he was stupid in talking to anybody about it. I mean, in the first place, like I said, no more of this bullshit. If it's going to be a fight, I mean, if you're firing on Fort Sumter, if you're really going to do it and you're going to step up and go for it, give me a call and I'll be there. I'll come home and I'll be right on the front line. But this is bullshit. This is playing games. They're not playing games. They intend, when they step up, they intend to put your ass in the ground. But I mean, people stepping up, and I mean, why would you talk to anybody? If you came there with your death face on and you aim to fight and die, why would you be talking to anybody? Why am I here? You'll find out when the lead starts flying. That's why I'm here. And see, these people, like I said, were not allowed any defense. One of the, in a common law court, now, if there was such a thing, there would be no government. Government, I say agents, they're not agents, they're goddamn government thugs involved in any common law court. But if you have any kind of issue like this, there would be such a thing as motive. And one of the things that the prosecution would have to establish, the person prosecuting another person would have to establish, was motive. Why did you do it? Why did, to prove he did it, I got to prove he had a reason to do it. Why did he do it? I mean, this is one of the fundamental elements in law. Now, these people here were not allowed to show those videos of these thugs, these goddamn BLM thugs, slamming that woman on the ground, beating people. They weren't allowed to show that because a reasonable person sitting on a jury might say, shit, I guess they had it coming. But they didn't even hurt nobody. Again, you know, nobody hurt here. Lavoie Finnegan, dead as a wedge. Nobody hurt. Everybody else he was with acquitted. And here you have this guy here, 57 years old, a life sentence. Why? For daring to challenge this goddamn foreign occupation. And it is a foreign occupation. You can't challenge it like this, people. If you're going to challenge it, you got to be serious. And you got to be ready to fight and kill and die. Because this is where we're at in this game. And it is a game to them. It's a game that they've been playing for a long time, and that people like this fellow here are just getting acquainted with. But see, what I want is when somebody like this goes, when we go to step up, and you're going to put your life on the line, and you're going to fight the fight. You're going there to, hell, man, I might not come home, but I'm going there, by God, I'm fighting. I want you to understand what you're fighting for. So if somebody would ask you, I mean, even if it was an FBI, I mean, I guess at that point, if it was real, instead of all these games that are being played, it wouldn't matter. I'm fighting for, there would be a writ issued. There would be a writ issued, and every man that came down there to put his life on the line would have a copy of it. Why are you here? Here's why I'm here. We issued this writ to obey the law. They won't do it. We have the right to enforce our law. When the rogue agencies come in and rogue government comes in and violates our law, we have a right to enforce it. Here's why I'm here. And that's all I would say. I would hand them the damn copy of the writ. And see, that'd be something they'd be trying to hide like a son of a bitch, man. Because a writ is real. I don't give a shit what these charlatans or anybody else tells you. I promise you that before that civil war started, there were personal writs pouring into Washington, D.C. to every agency. And to good old Abraham Lincoln, personally, the writs were pouring in. That is when you declare that this is the law and I'm going to, by God, enforce it. You answer this writ and tell me that ain't the law. I've got the law written right down there with my writ. It's inside the body of my writ is the law that I'm demanding that you obey. If you do not obey it, the second article was put in place for just such an occasion. No more games, people. Look at this guy, man. I mean, how long is he going to sit there? Is he done? And for the rest of his life because he had a conscience? He's 53, I believe is what it says. Yeah, 53-year-old man. He's done for the rest of his life because he tried to do the right thing. And, well, let's go on and see you just exactly. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he's also real sick, I understand. This freaking judge, Henry, man, I tell you, she came straight from the commie hell. I can't believe she directed this goddamn courtroom like a orchestra conductor, man. I mean, you know, she directed the verdict.
But she's not a judge. She's not a judge that could judge this man. This man has, under the Bill of Rights, he has a right to the common law. These people that charged him can't charge him. These people who arrested him can't arrest him. There was no procedure. He was denied absolutely 110% due process because the jurisdiction used on him could not be used on him. He's not in the service. He's not a member of their government. He is an American national. He has a right to the common law. And the bottom line is all this shit he was charged under are federal statutes, not enforceable. Not only in that 10-mile square known as Washington, D.C. Here they are out in Nevada, and boy, them Nevada traitors going right along with it. Federal traitors, huh? Like Mark said, you know.
Yeah,
this.
How do you find 8 counts, Henry? My God. What the hell did this man do 8 times? I was so freaking. I mean, he had a rifle. He planted it. That's 1 count. I mean, you know, where did the other 8 counts come from?
Well, they'll stack different counts for different things. I mean, of their bullshit. These statutes they have created, they are redundant, and they are redundant for a reason, so that they can stack, so that when you mess with them, when you fuck with the mafia, okay, they can do something like this. Look what's happened to him for messing with them. I guess that'll be a lesson to the next person. It is a lesson, but it isn't the lesson they intended. I think that the people who are serious about this understand what the message here is. Shoot, you ain't got a goddamn thing. If you're going to go there to, you know, it's a good day to die. You know, write your life off because, you know, you're going there for a reason. You're going there to make a stand. And if you're not doing that, goddamn it, don't go. Because here's what the end result is. Either you are going there because you want to spend 68 years in prison. Because you're going to go there and half-ass, you're going to run your mouth, you're not going to kill any of the enemy, and they're going to take your life away from you? Is that what you want? I don't think so. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to keep interrupting. But, you know, Henry, you old man Bundy, he's finished. If they're going to do this to this guy, Bundy, they're going to say Bundy was conspirator, and they're going to nail his ass to the wall. He doesn't have a shot in... a Chinaman shot in China to get any justice now. I mean, if this guy's going to get, you know, 65 or whatever the hell it is years, I mean, my God.
Point is, Mark, he never had a chance. None of them ever had a chance. They didn't understand what they were walking into. Now, the idea going down there and, you know, standing when they're down there body slamming people and stuff, I can see, you know, you're sitting there a militiaman, you see that going on. That's what you're for. That's what you're supposed to be about. But when you go down there, you're not going down there. I mean, my thoughts would be, I'm done. This is where I'm going to be free until I die from this day forth, the day I went out the door to go do it. I wouldn't have no plans of a long life sitting in a rocking chair watching the grandchildren play. You're going there for business, or don't go. Just don't do it. And if somebody's calling you there, ain't no more of this bullshit. We're going there for a protest slash armed standoff bullshit. The guy who you're going there to put your life on the line for is going to stand up in front of every fucking body, and he's going to say, I'm here to die for goddamn my rights. Who's coming with me? It ain't going to be this protecting this one fella who's not going to even get in the melee. You're going to be fighting for your rights, or I won't fight with you. And there'll be no protesting. It ain't about protesting. We're coming there to clean the son of a bitches out. That's what it should have been. Because it all got twisted around. And even Alex Jones, you know, getting in the melee there. I know that's what fostered this shit up in Burns. Alex Jones getting into it, you know, trying to use this as some kind of, and they did, you know, in the end, this was one of the, some of the political power they put together to put that freak that is in the White House in there right now. You know, using that, because they ain't got no goddamn muscle. Alex Jones seen that, and he said, there's some real goddamn men. They'll be afraid of them. Them real men stand up, and people will stand up and take notice, and they will follow them. So they use it like it was, no, really, see, this shit should all be shut down. This man should be left alone because it was, Alex Jones's protest is what made the BLM leave, right? Isn't that what he reported? It was this peaceful protest that Alex Jones, the tip of the spearing that made the BLM leave, right? It wasn't men with guns who were going to put their asses in the ground, now was it?
This guy was convicted back on April 20th, by the way. They just now got around to slamming the cage shut.
Oh, yeah.
This all, you know, he was already convicted back in April of this BS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I understand when it all went down. What I'm saying here, people, is the BLM is illegal. It is just like, it's like having a foreign army on your goddamn soil. And if you're going to, the ID can't be no more. I mean, because this is playing for keeps, okay? It's what we call playing for keeps. This is your goddamn life. If you're going to sacrifice it, are you going to half-ass? How many BLM did they put down for that 68 years that he's the rest of his life? What was the trade-off for his life? Alex Jones got some good publicity. Donald Trump got put in the goddamn White House. What was the trade-off for this man's life? Because I just don't see.
Finicum. Boy, I tell you, the exact same thing happened to Finicum, but it was the other way around, and they actually killed him. And they got away scot-free. That's what's so infuriating, man.
I think they're trying to get something. They're trying to make a point here, aren't they? We can kill you. And if you even try to stand up to us, we'll put you in a fucking dungeon for 68 years. You will die in a dungeon. So, if that's what, see, the idea here, like I said, is to scare people. This is to intimidate you. And I really don't care about the people that would be intimidated about this. They're not going to fight no goddamn hell. But to the real people who have had enough of this shit, the message is clear. If you go there, take some of them, take some hair. Because they're going to, I mean, it's just like when the Indians attacked. They're going to kill your whole tribe, so you might as well kill as many of them as you possibly can. What the hell did you go there for? To back them down? So they could come back another day? Like they did, you know, or people could go goofy like they did up in Oregon and just negate everything that you thought you gained? And then the next thing you know, you're on goddamn trial? Clive and Bundy gets on a plane and comes to Portland and gets taken, so he can be taken in? And so, see, this was never a standoff. That's what I'm trying to get at here. This was a freaking game. It was a game. Now, the men like this fella that went there, now they went there. I believe this guy went there, you know, meaning business. He meant to fight, but he, you know, again, he probably wasn't the guy in control. But, man, I'm telling you, if you went there and you know that, okay, you've got a foreign army over there, okay? So they say, well, we'll pack it up today and we'll go kill some more of your people over here and over here and up in Burns, Oregon and over here. And then we'll come back and get you another day through a different mechanism. Why didn't you pull the trigger? Is what I don't understand. If it's a goddamn war, you've gone there to make war. Not to make peace, to make war. And they didn't make peace. They just went because they seen that they couldn't kill the people they wanted to kill that day. So we'll just go on. We'll drive right past. They ain't going to shoot us. Though we're going to be back to kill you as soon as we get, and we're going to kill you in 1,000 different ways. You might as well have killed every son of a bitch in one. I'll tell you what, if they'd have laid him out in that goddamn gully, things would be happening now, wouldn't they? I think a message would have been, I bet this guy wouldn't be sitting in prison. He might not be, living the life of Riley, but I bet he'd be free right up till the day that if one of them got him or else the damn thing, shit was over with. No more games. I mean, the standoff bullshit. Like I said, I think that the way this thing, this isn't how it's going to unfold. I don't believe it. I believe it will unfold, like I've told you guys, there'll be vigilantism. They will fuck with enough people until the point of people start fucking back. That's why it's all, in my life, that's what I've seen. And I grew up in a pretty wild spot. And like I said, what'll happen, you'll see people's houses start, these son of a bitches, like these agents, instead of them trying to go through the mechanism that they put in place to protect them, to get to them, to try to get them in trouble, they'll be burning their goddamn houses down with them in it. Then the message will get out. Yeah, they can't protect you from that. This mechanism they put in place cannot protect you from that. And after this starts happening, it may be happening now. Like I said, I don't know. But once this starts happening, then you will see them come down. I mean, it'll be the classical tyrant move. They will squeeze harder. And the harder they squeeze, the worse it'll get, and the worse it'll get. And then they'll have to throw in for everything they got, and just total brutal tyranny. And that's when it's just going to unleash. And the bent-up hostility and the hate and the anger out here is just going to, it's going to be like a steamroll. It's going to be like a freaking tidal wave. It is, I mean, you're going to see things that, we're going to see things during this that we're sitting here now saying, nah, we wouldn't do that. You want to bet? Yeah, I mean, when you take a person's family from, when you hurt people bad enough and they find, sitting and thinking and stewing on it and pissed off and mad, when they finally get their hands and there's nothing to stop them from getting you, when the gloves come off and they're, well, call a cop. Man, we're at war with the cops. Big woofing deal. We see them every night, every day as we're doing battle with them. Now what, buddy? Now you bureaucratic communist piece of shit. Look, we got you here. What do you think's going to happen? Honestly? Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I'm
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Kid Rock with Born Free. Supposed to be free. We're supposed to be free, people. A drawing for From the Trenches. Mary Flea, Norm, and Jalapeno are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Mary has provided four prizes. The first drawing will be for a pair of Midland Talker two-way radios. The second drawing from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a Luminade Solar Lantern. The third drawing will be for Curing the Incurable by Thomas E. Levy and Only by Blood and Suffering by Lavoie Fennecombe. The fourth drawing, also from our sponsor Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a SWAT T tourniquet. Flea has provided a sun oven for the fifth drawing. Norm has provided a set of M1 Grand Receiver blueprints rolled in tube for the sixth drawing. Jalapeno has provided three prizes. The seventh drawing will be for a new Fulton MX-991/U Anglehead flashlight military issue. The eighth drawing will be for two new Alice LC-1 first aid compass pouches. The ninth drawing will be for six P-38 can openers. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, July 28, 2017, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Mary, Flea, Norm, and Jalapeno for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And I want to finish this article. Man, I'm sitting here thinking about this. In 68, you know, this shows how goddamn scared they are. I mean, when they start draconian shit like this, people, this is to try and scare you. They know that we outnumber them 1,000 to 1. They understand that if we decide to do it, there is nothing that can stop us. Like I said, this ain't going to be, we're going to meet you down here and you're going to get some planes and bomb us and shit because there's a zillion of us. And then, you know, this ain't what I'm talking about. It's like I said, it's like the Jews. They know that they have pushed and pushed and pushed and that the anger and hate that is out here is just insurmountable. They know that they can't protect themselves from us. We are the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. And we break loose on them. I mean, that's why they have to do like 68. This is so ridiculous. You understand. I mean, we've watched the gang members. I mean, they rape and they torture people and don't give 5 to 6 to 8 years in prison right back out on our streets. And but these people here, I mean, these, you know, that people have worked all their lives. They're regular folk. This is who they're scared of. Cause they know that what they are doing is beyond the bounds of what we're going to accept. Yes, I said a lot of crazy things. I'm ashamed of them, actually, the 53-year-old Burleson said in court Wednesday. Looking back at them, it's like, wow, obviously I shouldn't drink. Never, ever, ever. I mean, I feel bad for this guy. Believe me, I do. But I don't care if they got me bound and beaten and they've got the goddamn sword ready to run me through. It's right in your fucking face because I will defy you until my last breath, you low-life son of a bitch and foreign invading son of a bitches. Until we take the right attitude on this, people, it ain't going to change. And thinking there's going to be little operations like this Bundy shit or the shit up in Oregon or any of this shit. No, it's going to be like in the old days. There's a gang of badass that are freaking inflicting tyranny on people. We're going there and we're going to fucking kill them. When that is the battle cry, and that is what the men are gathered to do, and they go and frickin' do it, then this shit will finally be at the beginning of the end. Until then, it's all bullshit. It's all a game that we cannot win. You cannot win at this game. You understand me? Your courts are gone. Your authority is gone. You are labeled a slave, an armed slave, a dangerous slave, for damn sure. But there is no justice. There is no law. It is force majeure. Your
mechanism for peaceably securing yourself has been removed. It does not exist. You are at the mercy of these pigs like this bitch. Let's go ahead and read the rest of this. Burleson was given two drinks before the undercover interview. Oh, the FBI gave him a couple of slugs of whiskey and said, Jesus, people. Undercover interview, and he told the judge several times Wednesday that he has a drinking problem. Oh, I mean, just squirming and asking for mercy. It's just like we were talking about the Bundys, you know, the other day, and it just, again, you know, it's acting like this is the center of this goddamn movement, and it is not. They're not pushing for them. They're not standing in court and saying, I refuse this goddamn court, like Leroy Switzer did. Leroy Switzer died in a freaking dungeon. They put him in a goddamn plexiglass box to make sure at his trial nobody could hear what he had to say. Because Leroy wouldn't crawl. Don't get involved in this if you got an idea of anything but a goddamn bloody ass fight. That's what I'm telling you. Because that's the only thing that's going to settle this. Anything else, you're just playing games. And it's not a game you're going to win. His health has deteriorated since the standoff in April 2014. He now is blind, suffers from seizures, and requires the use of a wheelchair. I mean, this reminds me of the old Nazi goddamn guys being brought up after 100 years, you know. I mean, they're going to roll him in wheelchairs. I mean, this is just more part of this game. It's a game, you know, this game, and get the lawyers and everybody pitch in. Everybody could pitch in, you know, the money that would buy enough rifles and ammunition to arm a company. Or two, three, four companies, hell, let's get real about this. And put that money in these lawyers, these son of a bitches who removed the common law, who put these admiralty unlawful courts into place, and who are officers of those courts. Give the money to them, and then play these frickin' games, and watch people get 68 years, and start getting 20 years because they won't suck a Jew ass. It doesn't stop until you quit playing games and you start fighting for real. And yes, man, when you go out, I mean, especially in the beginning, like the first few fights or whatever, if it comes down to where people are gathering, we're going there, we're doing this. Yeah, probably good chance you're going to die. But man, don't go this way. I mean, this guy, we know he's going to die him 1,000 deaths, ain't he? He's going to die him several thousand deaths if he lives long enough to die that many deaths before he actually dies the real one. Better to die only one. And diet right.
You know, what I don't understand is the other guy that was on the bridge on his belly with the AK, remember that picture?
Yep.
That was one of the other guys that was in court with this guy. He only got 5 years.
Well, that's because he wasn't stupid enough to stand up in front of an FBI camera and talk about how he came killing federal agents that had turned their back. I was hell-bent on killing federal agents. I came here to enforce this fucking writ. You got it? Okay? Whatever force it takes. If it just takes telling you and you stop, okay, we're done. If it takes kicking your ass, I'm kicking your ass. If it takes a bloody fucking fight, that's what's going to happen here. Until we start doing it right, people, it's not going to work. I can promise you that. Like I said, every man that went out, that goes to step up to fight anymore, has to understand what they're fighting for. We have to have the goddamn reason right there in our hands. So they're not going to say it was this or that. You know, there's not going to be any argument. And there ain't going to be any trials. Because it's going to be a freaking gunfight. That's what you came there for. I came here, this is going to be enforced, and everything's going to be groovy, or it's going to be blood. Period. There is no more room. There is no gray area. There is nothing else to talk about. They have made it clear that they are going to treat us as slaves, as property. In our precious homeland, our country, as something that they can just sell. It doesn't belong to us. And either we're going to take it, or we're going to play fucking games, or we're going to frickin' fight them. This is to a fight, people. There is no paperwork or anything you're going to get any reason. I mean, what happened up there in Oregon? You had probably one young kid. That's what I understand. There was one young kid on the jury who wasn't stupid. And in spite of all the adversity and everything against him, man, somehow they got acquitted. But it didn't change anything. I mean, the Mahler Wildlife Refuge is still out there. That federal jurisdiction, they run it through the federal jurisdiction, but it ain't gone. And now you got the Bundys there in Las Vegas. They're not standing up and saying the Bill of Rights, the common law jurisdiction, that is what we're guaranteed. You can't touch us, government. You have no jurisdiction over us. You are outside your bounds. You are in violation of your contract. You are illegitimate. You are an enemy force coming at us. That's all. They're not saying that. No, we need to raise lots of money to give to the petty fucking raw lawyers that created this shit so that we can try to find a way to manipulate it and not go to jail. If that's what you're going to do, don't do this, people. I'm telling you, you're making a big mistake. And until there is a real fight, don't go to no more of this bullshit kind of things like this. And if you do go, when it is a real fight, understand, that's it. You might live through it. But you better go out there with the intent of killing the enemy before the enemy kills you. Because that's the game. That's where we're at today. That's the real game. The 68-year-old... 68-year and a 3-month sentence imposed by U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro was markedly lower than the 87 years prosecutors requested. I mean, think about what they're doing here. This is what I'm talking about. This is the mark of a totalitarian regime. You see, this is goofy. I mean, any reasonable person. And how did this jury? I mean, these people that were on this jury, they were handpicked. Promise you. And there is no notion and that these people could have a defense. We've covered it. They weren't allowed to show what the BLM did to cause them to come there to fight. And it's never going to be, that's not going to happen, people. There's not going to be some big realization. I mean, it's like I talk about Bundy. You know, he gets out the Constitution and thinks nobody else has read that? That nobody else has tried to assert it? Oh, I found this today. Me and my cowboy hat, we found this today. All I got to do, I got to get in the court. How do I get in the court? Well, I'll go make them arrest me. Really? Boy, that was a good plan. And then when they finally get to where they're at trial, people, they're not standing up there and refusing everything else. No, we're not going to talk about that. I am not your goddamn slave. This jurisdiction cannot be over me because they've already accepted the lawyers. What they're wanting now is enough money to buy their way to get some kind of relief within the admiralty so that they don't have to spend 68 years in prison. That's the best they're hoping for. Why did you even step up? You obviously didn't realize how this game is played, did you? But you were the tip of the spear, the Bundy militia, remember? Leading the way with your copy of the Constitution in your hand. Good job, guys. People, this, like I said, you can do anything you want. Just like out at Mallard, do anything you want. This doesn't stop until there's a real fight. They are not gonna, I mean, they're scared when they come up with like, well, the minimum on this was 57 year minimum. Think about that, people. And just like that one the other day with we were reading with the Jews, 20 years in prison. Maybe they're scared. They understand that they've got a lot of people pissed off and that, man, if they come at us, man, we got to keep it. It's like the lion in the goddamn, you know, in the lion cage with the guys there with the whip, man. He's keeping that goddamn lion back. That goddamn lion can rip him to pieces anytime he wants to. And every once in a while they do, don't they? But it's that's what you're looking at.
You know, when they were going up to Grant County to go talk to the Grant County Sheriff, on YouTube, they were broadcasting it on YouTube and stuff, you know. It's like, that is pretty dumb, actually. And it's wintertime, and you can't go in the back roads. You have to take one road out of there going north. You're setting yourself up for an ambush, you know.
Well, I mean, everything. I mean, after it was all over with, you'll recall that the Bundys came out and thanked Metro? You're kidding me. When Metro? I seen that, I said, this is all horse shit.
I can't understand it, man. I don't know what's going on up there, man. It's really bizarre. Yeah, but that's just...
No, these are people that are still... These are people that are still institutionalized into the system. It just ain't working for them no more. It was the ranchers and the farmers and the miners. I tell you, people, you can look it up. They are the ones that brought the BLM in so that they could take the land for their own use away from the rest of us. And the BLM was their boy! Until the communists came to town and the true intent was put forth.
Yeah, they got a nice deal going, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, I mean, I know the ranch and stuff. They were getting checks every month. Oh, I put in a little fishy thing on my irrigation canal. I got a $30,000 check in the mail for each one of them on my, on the irrigation ditch. I know all this shit. I've lived here all my life. I've watched it. They love the BLM. And if the BLM would go back to just being their boy, they'd love it again. They just seen, like Clive and Bundy, seen, well, this is getting out of hand over here. They're not catering to me. This is international commune. Well, yeah, it was. But you opened the door. You are the one that created the monster that's killing your ass right now. And you did it because, so you could fuck the rest of us. You know, you asshole. I mean, what's being done to these people's wrong. They are political prisoners. This man will serve out the rest of his days as a political prisoner unless this war breaks out and somebody gets him out of it. I see. I mean, it is what it is, people. You can get pissed off at me for telling you, or you can't. It is what it is. And it ain't you can't change it by denying it. It's like the rest of this shit, the voting, the military, the dirty church, Masonic cabal, everything we talk about. You can get mad as hell because you just don't want to hear it. But by God, it's, at some point in the ballgame, that muddy elephant sitting in your living room is going to come and sit down on your fucking lap. And you ain't going to be able to deny it. So better that you get your heads right. Well, this is one thing we've talked about, you know, since we started doing this, having your mind right. If you're going to step into a situation, I thought that's why I wouldn't go there. I mean, what the people are you going? Shit, no, I ain't going. I can see what that is. I ain't going there. They ain't going there to fight these bastards. They're going there to make it for some protest or some. I mean, at first, they said leave your guns in your car. Don't wear no camo. Remember? And then when the real guys showed up, the guys who were just there, the people who seen the woman get beaten, the people being beaten, and that's the people who said, nah, shit, I ain't going to stand for this. But then when they got there, they weren't the guys in control. You had the Bundys, they had their, like, little entourage around them, and he's speaking half out of the admiralty out of one side of his mouth and talking about the Constitution out of the other side of his mouth. The man didn't even know what he was talking about, period. What the hell is he doing leading something that's supposed to be starting a war for the wrongs being done for the violations on our people? Just like Bundy, his son coming out here to Oregon. He didn't have a fucking clue. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. He didn't know who he's dealing with even. He just thought, man, some people showed up down in Nevada and they ran. Man, let's see if we can get some people to show up here. We'll do this thing in Iran, and then I'll take this thing in because this thing I found in the Constitution, it's real important. Nobody's ever read this before. Want to bet? Read it a long time ago, buddy. Done went down that road. You got the T-shirt, as they say. Been there, done it. That's it. I mean, we went to the pains, actually, as far as the law is concerned, to dissecting, taking it down to the basic common law and the Bill of Rights. And when they reject that, when they won't even talk about it, when they tell you you can't bring the Constitution into their courts, I think it's pretty goddamn clear we found the problem. It's about jurisdiction. It's about the removal of the common law. It's about the removal of our courts under the War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemies Act. It's about the fact that they've declared us the enemy. They have removed our mechanism for prosecuting our lives and keeping ourselves free. Now we've left with one mechanism. That is the second article. We have to do what those men at Lexington and Concord did. They didn't come out there to protest, people. They come out there to stop it. And once the guns started going off, they didn't just shoot a few times. And, oh, I hope I didn't hurt nobody. I hope I ain't going to be prosecuted. It was on. And that's the way it'll have to be this time. When it's on, once it gets going. Now, they do, like I was saying earlier, you got the guy, you call a cop. We're at war with them people. You're on the wrong side of the goddamn battle line, pal. You are sitting here now. We know who you are. We want to talk to you. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. Let's see what we got going here. And we have It's Time to Break Free with David Rock coming up right behind us. And David's doing a real good job and putting out some good information. I enjoy listening to him. And as for the word from the trenches, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific. 3 Eastern time for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches and on PBFTT. And until then, think about what I said. And think about, what it really means to get your head right. And that is The Word from the Trenches.